From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. North Korea's threat to cancel a planned summit with President Trump is not a surprise move to some American lawmakers. VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowman has spoken to some of them.
Pyongyang's objections to joint U.S.-South Korean military drills and the Trump administration's stance on North Korea's nuclear program are an obvious negotiating ploy, according to Republican Senator Tom Tillis.
I actually think it's par for the course at this stage of any negotiations, right? The question is whether or not the summit stays on.
White House officials have downplayed Pyongyang's threat. Tillis is urging a continued measured response. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
President Trump has said he will still insist on denuclearization if the summit happens. He said Wednesday the U.S. hasn't been formally notified about North Korea's threat to cancel his planned summit with Kim Jong-un next month. On Wednesday, his spokeswoman, Sarah Sanders, told reporters, North Korea's threat was anticipated.
This is something that we fully expected. The president is very used and ready for tough negotiations. And if they want to meet, we'll be ready. And if they don't, that's okay, too. We'll continue with the campaign of maximum pressure if that's the case. But like I just said, if they want to meet, the president will certainly be ready. And we will be prepared. But if not, that's okay.
North Korea's threats to cancel the summit aren't affecting joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises. The Defense Department said Wednesday the exercises are taking place as they have been for the past 40 years. American and South Korean officials said the North was notified about the exercises in March. This is VOA News. The chairman of the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee, Richard Burr, says the committee's investigation shows Russia interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election to help Donald Trump. The findings affirm the statements of the U.S. intelligence community. Burr said there is no doubt that Russia undertook an unprecedented effort to interfere with our 2016 elections. More now from Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani.
The intelligence community assessed last year Moscow intervened in the race to hurt Hillary Clinton and help Trump. The Senate panel's Republican chairman says there is no reason to dispute those findings, saying the committee spent more than a year reviewing the community's sources, tradecraft, and analytic work. That's in contrast to the House Intelligence Committee, which said intelligence agencies did not employ proper tradecraft in assessing Vladimir Putin's actions. The panel's GOP members agreed Putin wanted to hurt Clinton, but did not agree that meant he wanted to help Trump. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The International Chemical Weapons Organization says chlorine was likely used as a weapon in Syria. Associated Press correspondent Charles Ledesma reports.
The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons has released details of a report into the chlorine use, but doesn't say which side in the fighting used it. The group says the fighting took place in the Syrian town of Sarakeb in early February, the latest case of poison gas being unleashed in Syria's civil war. The probe comes amid the OPCW's investigation into another attack 2 months later in Douma, near the capital Damascus, a much larger attack that triggered U.S., British and French strikes against government posts in Syria a week later. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Afghan security forces re-established full government control Wednesday over the capital of Western Farah province, a day after the Taliban insurgency came close to capturing the city near the Iranian border. And the first batch of experimental Ebola vaccines to combat an outbreak suspected to have killed 20 people arrived in Congo's capital, Kinshasa, on Wednesday. The country's health ministry said a vaccination program would start this weekend in the Democratic Republic of Congo's northwestern Equator province, where dozens of others are suspected to have been infected. However, only two cases have been confirmed by lab tests. The vaccines were sent from Europe by the World Health Organization. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA News.